Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled Lord, I Wonder, is entirely about Katie Webster. Katie was born in Houston, Texas in 1936. She first learned to play piano as a child, and her deeply religious parents strictly warned her to play only gospel and classical music, going so far to keep the piano under lock and key so Katie could only play while being supervised. But Katie loved the blues and R&B she heard on her old Philco radio hidden under the bed covers late at night, and would play her secular music at every opportunity. While still a teenager, Katie moved to Louisiana when her parents relocated to California. She lived with less rigid relatives who allowed her to play the music that she really loved. By the age of 15, Katie was one of the most requested studio musicians in the region. Let's jump off with the first song I ever discovered of Katie's. Pussycat Moan.
'cause my other man is just waiting for you.
Now, both Jay Miller of Excello Records and Eddie Schuler of Gold Band Records used Katie on hundreds of recordings in the 1950s and 60s, including sides with Lonnie Brooks, Slim Harpo, Lazy Lester, Lightning Slim, and Clifton Chenier. In 1964, young Otis Redding caught Katie's set with her band, the Uptighters, in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and demanded she join his touring band the very next day. I can't resist sharing this Otis classic, The Dock of the Bay.
Mr. Otis Redding, whom I had the very extinct pleasure of playing the piano and working with this distinguished artist. Hope you like my version of it.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening come, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away. Again, ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I got nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. Ooh, I'm just a sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, just wasting time. Thank you.
can I do what 10 people tell me to do? And so I guess I remain the same, just sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Ooh, y'all, just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Oh yes, I'm a sitting on the dock of the bay, just wasting my time. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, just wasting time. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, just wasting time.
Now, Katie toured the country with Otis Redding and can be heard on his last Live at the Whiskey A Go-Go album. Unable to join Redding on tour in 1967 because she was pregnant, Katie was not on the plane that took his life. Devastated by his death, she kept a very low profile until the early 1980s. When she made her debut tour of Europe, European audiences couldn't get enough of Katie, and she returned over 30 times. Here's a number that was likely on one of her tour set lists. I know that's right.
Telling me the truth now, brother, I know that's right. that's right.
Now, during the 1980s, Katie began to win over American audiences at numerous high-profile gigs, including the Chicago Blues Festival, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the Boulder Blues Festival, the Newport Folk Festival, San Francisco Blues Festival, and many others. "She can floor the timid listener," raved the Boston Globe. Now, I couldn't resist sharing this live recording of this classic. Here's Misty Blue.
Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, baby. Oh, my darling, my dear, just the mentioning of your name. Woo, 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 woo. Turns a flicker to a flame. Forget you, ooh, 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 ooh. Heaven knows I tried. And baby, 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 when I say I'm glad we're through, you know deep down in my heart, a woman will lie when she's in love. Get a man like you off of mine, but listen to me, baby. What can I do when you turn my world misty blue? Oh, yeah.
In 1988, Katie teamed up with Alligator Records and went from a cult blues legend to an internationally recognized phenomenon. She received accolades from a host of publications, including Rolling Stone and Keyboard magazines. Here's one of the many songs she composed for Alligator, and also happens to be the title track of this episode. Lord, I Wonder.
Then my father went
complaining, oh, 'cause the blues has been good to me. And I guess after singing over 35 years, I'll sing the blues and play some boogie woogie too. Oh yeah.
So good. Katie was nominated for 3 Blues Music Awards and in March of 1989 performed for the first time on national television on NBC's Sunday night program hosted by David Sanborn. In 1993, she was felled by a stroke while touring in Greece and lost some use of her left hand and almost all of her eyesight. But her magnificent voice and wonderful right hand kept her going strong. Even though her health wouldn't support extended touring, her final performances were filled with the same boogie-woogie drive and spirit that originally earned her the moniker Swamp Boogie Queen. Here's one of her last releases and a closing selection for this episode. A Little Meat on the Side.
Now listen up, fella, what I say is true.
right. That's all for this episode. Now, don't forget to check out Misty Blues in our Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here are some upcoming dates, which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. On Sunday, July 23rd, we will be taking the island of Nantucket by storm at the Gaslight. We always have a blast there. Our next Queens of the Blues tribute show will be at the famed Town Crier in Beacon, New York on August 11th. Secure those tickets sooner than later. So once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.